This is A Pirate's Life for Me. Each week, we'll highlight East Carolina alumni achievements from around the Pirate Nation. And now, from the studios of Pirate Radio 1250 and 930 in Uptown Greenville, here are your hosts, Paul Clifford and Denise Walsh.
Good morning, Pirate Nation, and welcome to A Pirate's Life for Me. I'm Paul Clifford.
And I'm Denise Walsh, and we're your hosts for A Pirate's Life for Me.
Great to be back for a second season, isn't it?
I know, it is.
Back and better than ever.
I hardly know what to do with myself. You know, it's been a whole long summer, very hot, and here we are. It's still hot, and we're ready for fall. We're gearing up for the football season, and lots going on this fall.
Absolutely. And Pirate Nation, we look forward to passing on the stories of some of our more accomplished alumni, some alumni who are out there doing some pretty cool things in their career, and want to pass their stories on throughout this now second season of A Pirate's Life for Me. Thank you for all the listeners out there for your support and your feedback about the show. Denise and I both appreciate that. It's been a great run the first year, and this year we're looking forward to bringing you U.S. Senators, you know, former U.S. Senator Robert Morgan, class of 47, James Maynard, the co-founder and CEO of Golden Corral Restaurants.
Yeah, we've also got Julie Berry. You might have remembered her from CBS's Survivor, Vanuatu. She is a class of 2003, and we're looking forward to that interview. Well, also be talking with Dan Neal, who was the Pulitzer Prize winning columnist for the LA Times. In fact, he was the first Pulitzer Prize winner for a car
car credit.
Yeah, he thinks he might be the only one for that. But anyhow, so lots to look forward to this fall. And if you weren't aware of this, you can actually podcast the Pirate's Life for Me shows. Just visit piratealumni.com to learn more about that so that you can be sure not to miss any episodes of A Pirate's Life for Me. Saturdays at 10 a.m. may not be the best time for you, but you can catch old episodes from the first season or now our second season once we get underway on PirateAlumni.com by going to our archives or podcast it, and then it just comes right to you.
That's right. We have a great interview to bring to you today. Owen Davis, class of 93. Owen is the managing director of U.S. Operations for Training Folks, and he's also a former East Carolina baseball player. So we look forward to passing on his story, which has taken him from North Carolina to Canada and back and all over the place. So Owen's story is interesting, and we look forward to hearing that today.
That's right. But before we get to that, Paul, I know that a lot of you listeners might have been hearing about the membership program that's going on with East Carolina's Alumni Association. This is a new dues-based program, and we feel that it's going to bring a lot of good benefits for our alumni and also ECU supporters, bringing in money for scholarships, helping us bring more and better programming for our alumni throughout the Pirate Nation. There's a lot going on with that.
Absolutely. And people ask us why we launched a membership program. Why do people have to join the Alumni Association now? And it's an economic issue, but it's also a great positive in that we are graduating 4,000 students now every year. The number of alumni that we serve is growing exponentially. And so to deliver the Alumni Association that the 120,000 alumni of throughout the Pirate Nation deserve, we need to be able to generate a little more revenue to do the things that alumni, East Carolina alumni around the world look for, expect, and deserve.
Exactly. And, you know, one thing, we're not actually taking away anything. Everything that we've offered before is still offered. People who graduate or attend ECU for two consecutive semesters are still alumni. But now, for those people who really want to be more involved, support ECU a little more, stay connected, you can join the membership program. We'll know you're there. We're not going to miss you with any mailings or events that are coming along, because we do a lot throughout the year, and it's a great way to stay connected and support ECU. Show your pirate pride.
Absolutely. Membership, it'll do a couple things. One, it'll ensure that you have a strong alumni association there to support you in perpetuity, and that means forever.
That's right.
it also ensures that the alumni association can continue to build our scholarship program so that we can keep Eastern North Carolina's best and brightest here in the East, and it just allows us to do so much more than we were able to do in the past.
Exactly. And then some immediate benefits that you might see with your pocket is if you're coming to the alumni tailgate, it's $5. Each member who's an Alumni Association member will get a $5 tailgate ticket, whereas other people get $10 to come to our tailgate. So
that's
we
right.
still want to see everybody out there. It's still all the fun food of the alumni tailgate. We're going to have music at each event. Barbecue chicken, local restaurant, area restaurant food and fun, giveaways, etc. But as a member of the Alumni Association, you can get that for $5. So that's a great thing, and it pays for the membership in itself if you come out every home game for the alumni college.
Absolutely. And as Denise mentioned, the benefits for those who don't join don't go away, because you can still come out to our alumni tailgate. It's a little more expensive. It's $10, but there's
still a great deal.
Absolutely. It's going to be tough to find a $10 tailgate anywhere on game day in Greenville.
Exactly.
Speaking of tailgates, they'll be once again outside Dowdy Ficklin Stadium, right outside Gate 2 of Minji's Coliseum. As Denise mentioned, great music, raffle prizes, fun for the whole family, all pirate beverages and great food. If you're interested in signing up for our tailgate, which is now fastly selling out, we are well over 250 for each tailgate. We can accommodate up to 500. Call us at 800-ECU-GRAD or visit us at PirateAlumni.com.
That's right. Now, stay with us. We'll be right back with Owen Davis on A Pirate's Life for Me. East Carolina alumni, you may be able to save on the high cost of auto and home insurance through Liberty Mutual's Group Savings Plus program. The East Carolina Alumni Association and Liberty Mutual have teamed up to offer attractive discounts on both auto and home insurance. To take advantage of these discounts and competitive rates, call the local Liberty Mutual office today, toll free at 800-835-0894. Please mention this announcement when you call.
This is Paul Clifford from the East Carolina Alumni Association. You may have heard of the concept of paying it forward, the belief that you can rarely pay someone back, but you can always do something for the next generation. And that's what the Alumni Association is all about, supporting East Carolina through student recruitment, scholarships, student programs, and advocacy for the university. Join today.
Call 800-ECU-GRAD or visit PirateAlumni.com for details.
You're listening to A Pirate's Life for Me. Now, back to the show.
We're pleased to welcome Owen Davis, a graduate from East Carolina University in 1993, who received a B.S. in Industrial Technologies and was a scholarship member of the ECU Pirate Baseball Team. Welcome, Owen.
Thank you.
Owen is currently Managing Director of U.S. Operations for Training Folks, a full-service performance consulting firm with offices in Charlotte, North Carolina, and Toronto, Canada. This company has worked with some of North Carolina's most successful organizations, like Bank of America and Wachovia, to help implement changes and to build higher-performing employees. But let's start at the beginning. Owen, can you tell us where you grew up and how you became a pirate initially?
Well, I was born in Greensboro, but primarily grew up in eastern North Carolina, spent some time in Rocky Mount before moving to and graduating from high school in Fayetteville. And I went to East Carolina on a partial baseball scholarship with Gary Overton back in 88-89. And it was the interest of playing baseball that I chose to go to East Carolina over going to North Carolina State or UNC Charlotte and their School of Architecture.
Great. Oh, and we often talk about, and you mentioned Coach O, Coach Gary Overton. We say that the thing that makes East Carolina a special place are the people. Can you talk about some of the people at East Carolina who helped influence you as a person or on your career path?
I think that obviously the community of the baseball team and the players that I got to play with had a lot of influence over me, but Coach Overton, the assistant coaches I had, the pitching coaches, Kevin Anderson for the first few years, and then Roger Williams, who's now down at Georgia as a pitching coach. Both of them had influence, I guess, over how I approach various aspects of my life.
Did you play baseball throughout your time at ECU? Or?
For the most part, I got injured in my junior year, so I was registered in my junior year, but I was at East Carolina 5 years.
Great.
That's great. Talk about some of those teams. Any memorable games or memorable moments throughout those years?
Well, at that time, we were were a successful baseball team in the Cologne Athletic Association, the CAA. We had, during my time, we were a team that went to four regional. My sophomore year was probably our most successful year. I think we were first or second in the nation in winning percentage at that time. Had a strong both offensive and pitching staff that was in place. Had several people that went on to play on in the minors, and we had a player that came up through the rank as well, Pat Watkins, who went on and played some with Cincinnati.
Great.
Now, following graduation, you moved to Canada to work with Ingram Micro. Can you talk to us about how you got that job opportunity and had you intended to work outside of the U.S.?
Well, my motivation for moving to Toronto was I didn't want to turn 40 and say, what if? So I decided, I guess, after a few years working with Bill Clark Holmes there in Greenville, that I was ready to make a move and take a risk, and so I loaded up a U-Haul, borrowed a pickup truck, and moved to Toronto. And I had, during that time, I applied for permanent residency, so I was a permanent resident of Canada, and Ingram Micro was one of the, really was the first job that I had taken when I got up there.
You're listening to A Pirate's Life for Me, and we're talking with ECU alumnus, class of 1993, Owen Davis. So you joined the firm in Toronto. Well, you joined Training Folks in 2001. Tell us a little bit more about your company and the work you've done to open a U.S. office in Charlotte.
Well, when I first joined Training Folks in Toronto as a small boutique training firm, training company, we did a lot of servicing the clients in the Canadian market. Helping them implement change, primarily that were technology-driven, being able to provide a team of resources to help them go in and develop and train their employees or their associates on how they wanted them to use the new technology. And when I joined them, the desire was that we wanted to grow the sales and the sales force as well as create a credible presence in the U.S. market. The opportunity came up and us securing some relationships with some of the clients that you talked about here in North Carolina, Centura out of Rocky Mount, as well as Bank of America, that we felt like we were ready to have a U.S. physical presence. And the opening the office up here in Charlotte was something that I got to lead.
Now, Training Folks helps different companies become more, I guess, how do I say, have higher performing employees. Is that accurate, would you say?
That is, yes. There's two areas where we focus on. One is developing leaders within an organization, and that's done through a combination of training, coaching, and mentoring for those individuals. The other aspect of our business is the ability to help an organization implement change, and those changes can be anything from a merger and acquisition. It can be new technology. It can be a change in process or a change in cultural direction. And our ability to help the internal organization implement that change is what we've been doing now for several years.
That's great. Oh, and without giving away some of the secrets of the trade, what are some of the fundamental steps organizations can take to create a more efficient work environment?
Well, when you're looking at implementing change, particularly if you're looking at a technology change, but any change that requires the employees or the associates to change behaviors, getting them involved in defining the change or understanding the change early, helping them adopt the change, there's obviously going to be questions, there's going to be nervousness about how that change is going to impact them, and getting them involved, communicating to them early what's appropriate for them to understand and what's appropriate on how that change is going to impact them is critical. And then obviously working with them not just in the understanding and the implementation of the change as an event, but after the change is implemented, going back and supporting them and providing them with the right kind of coaching and mentoring that can sustain that change in behavior that you're looking for.
You mentioned a couple of the organizations you work with, or you have worked with. Can you talk about maybe a memorable challenge that you guys faced, or how you helped an organization overcome that challenge?
Well, with the two banks that are here in Charlotte, we're asked many times to build a team of consultants, trainers, facilitators that are across the U.S. because both of these organizations are coast to coast. Or getting coast to coast, and it's because of the rapid implementation that they have for their changes. Being able to build a team of consultants with the right skill set, the right background, in the right location is always a challenge. That's something that we've been very successful at being able to do, I would say, at least a dozen times now here out of the Charlotte office. And I think the challenge is always trying to find that unique skill set or that skill set in the time frame that the clients are looking for us to find him is always a challenge.
This is a Pirate Site for me. I'm Paul Clifford along with Denise Walsh, and we're talking with Owen Davis, Managing Director of U.S. Operations for Training Folks. You returned to North Carolina in 2004, and since that time have become involved in the Charlotte community. You're on the board of the Charlotte Sister Cities and affiliate program of Sister Cities International. Tell us about your role in this organization and how your work experience has helped you contribute to this particular board.
Well, with the Charlotte Sister Cities, I've just joined that board now. It's been just over 4 months. We're just coming up on 4 months. My role is in helping the organization meet and achieve its mission of helping Charlotte Sister Cities, has seven sister cities around the world, helping them, the people of the communities, understand what it is to live, to work, and to be in those other cities. And my role right now, I'm active in helping them in the fundraising and membership committee, as well as there is a few other events that they have on an annual basis that I'll be participating as well.
And Owen, you're also a member of the Charlotte Reads, the Working Board, and this organization promotes literacy in Mecklenburg County, as well as you're a volunteer consultant with the local Executive Service Corps, and that provides services to the nonprofit community. So this is a great example, I think, of the kind of leaders that ECU likes to help shape when they're in college and send out to the community. So we really appreciate the work that you're doing, both with your career and also within the Charlotte area. And I'm sure other Pirate alumni feel that way, too. So thanks, Owen, for all you do out there.
Yeah, absolutely, Owen. Any final words for the Pirate Nation?
Have a successful season.
Okay.
Great. Thank you.
Owen, thank you for your time. We appreciate this.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you, Owen, for talking with us on A Pirate's Life for Me. Stay with us. We'll be right back following these messages from our sponsors.
Join the East Carolina Alumni Association for the Alumni Tailgate at home and select away games this fall.
At the Alumni Tailgate, enjoy music, great food, pirate beverages, prizes, and more.
Join the Alumni Association today and take advantage of the $5 tailgate. Children 10 and under are free.
Register by calling 800-ECU-GRAD or visit piratealumni.com for details.
Leave the grill at home and make the Alumni Tailgate part of your game day tradition this fall.
Get involved, stay connected to ECU.
This is Paul Clifford, Associate Vice Chancellor for Alumni Relations at East Carolina, letting all Pirates know about one of the greatest benefits of being a member of the Pirate Nation. Do you want to lower and simplify your monthly student loan payments? Contact the ECU Alumni Loan Consolidation Program toll-free at 866-924-4491 or online at ecualum-studentloans.com. Lock in fixed rates, possibly lower your monthly payment, and choose from a variety of flexible repayment plans. Sign your application online with e-signature or speak to a loan counselor who will guide you through the consolidation steps. Worried about your student loan debt? Call a dedicated ECU loan counselor toll-free at 866-924-4491 or visit online at www.ecualum-studentloans.com to consolidate your student loan debt. Go Pirates!
You're listening to A Pirate's Life for Me. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back into the show. What a great interview with Owen. Owen, thank you for visiting with us today and for allowing us to pass your story on to the Pirate Nation.
Exactly. And if you know of someone out there who would be a great guest for A Pirate's Life for Me, be sure to contact us by calling 800-ECU-GRAD, asking for Paul or myself, Denise Walsh, and we'll help to get them on the air and help share the story of what they're doing out there in the world, like Owen's story.
Absolutely. Or you can just visit piratealumni.com. Our email address is our are out there, denise.walsh@poweredalumni.com or paul.clifford@poweredalumni.com.
Exactly. We're always looking for more information on the great things that ECU alumni are doing throughout the nation. And again, listen back later this fall. We've got a lot of great guests coming up, and we're really looking forward to that season.
Absolutely. Hey, Denise, you know, one of the things that East Carolina is really known for is not only the performances that we put on campus, the performing arts with our students, whether it's the plays or the musicals or what our students are doing, but we also bring world-class entertainment to Greenville through East Carolina University and through the S. Rudolph Alexander Performing Arts Series. And I know you have some information about
exactly.
A member benefit.
That's right. Well, we wanted to feature this month the member benefit is this S. Rudolph Alexander Performing Arts Series, as Paul mentioned, also known as SRAPAS. And members of the Alumni Association may purchase their season tickets for a discounted rate of $175.50. And it's a great savings. It gets you this full lineup. I think there might be about 9 performances. But you're going to be able to see a variety of things. You'll have a jazz vocalist, Tyranny Sutton, on October 3rd. We've also got the season kicking off, I guess I should back in September 27th. We've got a pianist. There's going to be dance by the Moscow Festival Ballet, Emerson String Quartet, places, bands, orchestras.
Absolutely. Homecoming week, the
yeah.
Pirates of Penzance.
Oh, exactly. And
that's
then,
right. Greg Gilbert right. and Sullivan, I'm sure it's about honor.
Exactly. I'm
duty.
Sure.
Yes.
Just as every good pirate would know about, right?
That's right.
That's right. But we've also got a North Carolina Symphony Orchestra will be here as well. So it's bringing performers from throughout the world as well as our own here in North Carolina. So be sure to find out more about that. You can learn about that from our website or calling for your tickets and asking for that by calling 1-800-ECU-ARTS.
Absolutely. And so let me just reiterate the discount price of $175.50 for those performances. For those of you who have gone to the Rudy Alexander Performing Arts Series in the past and have bought the season tickets, now you can join the Alumni Association and enjoy that discount. I believe that discount would more than pay for your Alumni Association membership. And
yeah.
So we encourage you to join the association, take care of that member discount, and enjoy world-class performances as we bring them here to East Carolina and to Greenville.
Exactly. And you'll be seeing more benefits like that. There's benefits on, you know, retail stores getting 10% off, you know, for a food item, or it varies. It could be the alumni events, or it could be out in the community, or it could be if you're looking for entertainment tickets to go to see the Yankees play in New York if you're up there.
Absolutely. I took the family to Pizza Hut Italian Bistro and saved 20%. So it's there's savings right here in Greenville, right here in North Carolina, and around the world.
Exactly. Well, we've got a lot coming up this fall, as we said. Coming up, though, at the end of August, starting September 1st, the first football game of the season is going to take place in Annapolis. And, Paul, would you talk a little bit about that?
Sure. ECU is going to be invading the Capital Region. Starting Thursday, August 31st, when we'll have Chancellor Steve Ballard in Washington, D.C. at the Army-Navy Club for the Chancellor's Tour. What a great opportunity to come out and hear Chancellor Ballard, be able to meet him, hear his vision for our East Carolina University, and just start to get excited about what's going on here at ECU as it begins to, I see a snowball effect happening, starting Thursday night in D.C., snowballing into Friday, where we have two opportunities for Pirates to get together. One, remaining in D.C. to get together and go to see the Washington Nationals take on the Arizona Diamondbacks, and we can cheer on East Carolina's own Chad Tracy, who plays third base for the Diamondbacks. But if you've already left Washington, D.C. and headed over to Annapolis, there's going to be a great Pirate party at the O'Callaghan Hotel. It's a co-sponsored event between the Alumni Association and the Pirate Club. Give the Pirate Club a call at 328-4540 to sign up for that. But there's many, many ways throughout the Navy football weekend for Pirates to get together and celebrate. And like I said, it's going to be snowball effect. We're going to start Thursday with the Chancellor in Washington, D.C. Maybe stay over there and watch some baseball, or head over to Annapolis and go to the Pirate Party. And then Saturday is when we really get things going, is with our alumni tailgate right outside Navy Marine Memorial Stadium. $20, all you can eat, all the Pirate beverages you can handle. as we get ready to take on the midshipmen.
Exactly. And then, you know, it doesn't end, because on Sunday, if you miss the game on Friday or if you want to go catch it again, you're going to be able to see Chad Tracy, class of 01 with the Arizona Diamondbacks, playing Sunday. And there's going to be a group of Pirates going to that game as well, back again in D.C. So it's going to be a great weekend. It sounds like a fun time to be in the Annapolis capital area. And if you're either living there or you're planning to make a road trip, be sure to check PirateAlumni.com for details on everything that's going on that weekend.
Absolutely. What a great celebration of East Carolina it's going to be. We're going to celebrate the academic side a little bit with Chancellor Ballard on Thursday night, and then we're going to celebrate, you know, one of our more successful alumni. And folks, if you haven't seen Chad Tracy play baseball, he's a legitimate star. So we're going to be celebrating his work on the field, and then get together as we cheer on the Pirates, which has all the makings this year of a special football season. And so maybe we'll see a little bit of that magic at Navy Marine Corps Memorial Stadium.
Exactly. On October 6th, the ECU Alumni Scholarship Golf Classic will take place at Ironwood. They're sponsoring the event again this year. It's going to be a great event. We've got two flights, one in the morning, one in the afternoon. There's going to be an awards luncheon sponsored by Chili's. Lots of great ways to come out, play with Pirates on the course, and then also support ECU student scholarships. So last year we gave away 12 student scholarships. This year we hope to give more. So we hope you either decide to sponsor the event or come out and play, or do both.
Absolutely. There's going to be great prizes for golfers. Obviously, we have these great trophies that we give away to the winners, but also there's hole-in-one prizes, there's closest to the pin, there's most accurate drive, longest drive contest, and you're going to be treated to, you're going to show up whenever you decide to play at 8 o'clock or at 1, depending on the flight, and you're going to be treated to just a spectacular golf tournament. We're going to have lunch provided by Chili's, so chicken and ribs and rice and all the fixings. It'll be a great lunch with fellow Pirates, and then heading out onto a great golf course here in Greenville at Ironwood, and they've been, again, so generous to donate the course to allow us to raise as much possible money for student scholarships as we can.
Exactly. And, of course, those of you coming for the 8 o'clock flight will enjoy breakfast by Aramark. So it's going to be a fun day. Check out golf.piratealumni.com for all the details, and contact us if you'd like to play or sponsor this event. So
absolutely. Let's say a little bit about our sponsors. I mean, a lot of what we're able to do for the folks who listen to this radio show or who participate in any of our events are made possible by the generous and enthusiastic support of our sponsors. You know, you mentioned Aramark and Chili's and Ironwood, who help out with the golf tournament, but the tailgate that we do would not be possible. We would not be able to offer a $5 tailgate were it not for folks like Mutual Distributing out of New Bern and Budweiser right here in Greenville and Fuddruckers and Honey Baked Ham and O'Charlie's and Chico's.
Exactly.
It goes on and on. Aramark is a huge sponsor of our tailgate. Liberty Mutual has stepped up this year, and not only does Liberty Mutual buy advertising on the radio show, but they're also a major sponsor of our tailgate. And so I just want to thank all of our sponsors who are out there who make it possible for us to do some of the special things that we do. Two new sponsors on board this year. We have Lee Tractor and Supply, which has something like 14 locations throughout North Carolina, Virginia, South Carolina, and Lee Tractor is is the official John Deere supplier of the East Carolina Alumni Association. And another exciting sponsor is the Fifth Street Inn.
Yes, the Fifth Street Inn. In fact, we went over there the other day to get a tour of it, and it's wonderful. It's right across from campus. You can't beat it. There are four bedrooms. There's the Chancellor Suite in the top attic level with the own ensuite bathroom.
That's unbelievable.
It's just beautiful. Great for families to come out there. Each room is decorated in the style of the 20s, keeping in tradition with the house. And that's the Fifth Street Inn. It's a wonderful bed and breakfast. So we're really pleased to have that in Greenville. And make sure that you visit them online, or you can get a link to
them
from our website as well. Come and stay. It's reasonably priced and right next to ECU.
That's right. And And it's also a member benefit. Alumni who choose to stay at the Fifth Street Inn on their trips to Greenville get a 10% discount, which is great, and it's good to work with other Pirates. You know, Chris Walkers is running a great bed and breakfast over there, and it's been great to form the partnership with them. And again, they're golf tournament sponsor. They're giving a member benefit that we can pass on to the Pirate Nation. So thank you to all of our sponsors, and I hope I didn't forget anybody there, but we'll get you on one of our 28 episodes here in the second season.
Exactly. We have a lot of sponsors, so thanks again to all of them. And for those of you who are planning to come back and, you know, maybe you're looking at staying at the Fifth Street Inn or something for one of the home football games, be sure to sign up now for the alumni tailgate. It is selling quickly. And then again, we've got homecoming coming up on October 20th through the 21st. It's going to be another great homecoming fall weekend. We'll, of course, have the award ceremony taking place on Friday night prior to the homecoming game. Saturday morning, as always, there's going to be the great
Open house at the Taylor Slaughter Alumni Center.
Watch the parade. And, of course, we'll be talking more about this as we get closer to the time. Those of you who are coming back, you might have been involved in one of the many departments on campus who are holding reunions that weekend. You can learn more about that by visiting piratealumni.com, clicking on our homecoming page. Perhaps you are part of Alpha Phi Omega, College of Business, College of Education, Fine Arts and Communications, Department of Economics, Hospitality Management from 99 to 2006, or School of Nursing, or Department of Physics. And, of course,
the list goes on
it
and on.
Does. Those are with just our departments and colleges. Of course, any alumni who attended ECC or ECTC will have the annual reunion going on homecoming weekend, and our Black alumni chapter. So, you know, there's a lot going on for everyone, regardless of if you have a reunion or just want to bring the family back to ECU.
Absolutely. And if you have an idea for a reunion that you'd like to pull together, whether you're a part of a special student organization or you're an athlete on campus or whatever your interest was on campus and you want to pull a reunion together of those folks, let us know. Give us a call at 800-ECU-GRAD and we'll try to help you pull that reunion together.
That's right. Well, again, check out information on the upcoming ECU Invades the Capital Region event that kicks off on August 31st. Again, visit piratealumni.com.
That's right. Visit piratealumni.com for all upcoming event information. Thank you to Shirley Rhodes, our producer. And until next time, Pirate Nation, keep inhaling purple and exhaling gold.
Go Pirates!